country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, and some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
And if you look into a book, you might just say, I had fun just like Run, DMC, and Jay.
Flash your Friends of CITR card and get discounts at Lucky's Comics, RX Comics, Magpie Magazine, People's Co-op Bookstore, and Spartacus Books. Support CITR and pick up your card today.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9. It's Liam from the Cancer Bats. Fuck yeah, Metallica!
I took a plane, I took a train.
Oh, who cares? You always end up in the city.
I said to Carl, look up for one.
And see just how the sun sets in the sky.
I said to John, do you think the girls here
ever wonder how they got so pretty?
Oh, well, I do.
Look out upon the Marriott Harbor.
All the boys with their homemade microphones
have very interesting sounds.
All the girls falling to ruin, dropping out of school, breaking daddy's heart.
Just to hang around.
I walked into the local record store and asked for an American music anthology. It sounds fun. They tore off my skirt.
Thank you. Hi, it's Don McKellar. Craving some of those Dunkin's donuts. Mm-mm.
asleep, but we couldn't hear their little words. We swam in the rivers, we sang with the birds, gave away our hearts before we knew what they were. What a pretty fall. Didn't even know. We sang out with the birds, gave away our hearts before we knew what they
there's a lot of... Whoa, got to turn that down a bit. There's a lot of feedback. Oh. Or background noise. We've got a fan going here. We've got lots of things going because it's really hot today. Mm-hmm. So you'll notice as soon as the mics turn on, there's this low hum pervading the room. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts with you for the next 50 minutes. Still got a bit of a cold, so almost over that. It'll be nice when that's done. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. At the top, we heard the new Pornographers track that was called Myriad Harbor. It was written by Dan Bahar of Destroyer, who is definitely still in the New Pornographers. He's going to be appearing at their show here in September with Nico Case, so it's the full lineup, which should be pretty exciting. After that, we heard the new song from Iron and Wine. Sam What's-His-Face from Florida has a new EP out called The Boy with the Coin. The Boy with the Coin? The boy with a coin. So we heard that. And then after that, we heard a song called I Was a Daughter by Busya Bulat from her new album, Oh My Darling. And it's a fantastic coincidence because my special guest co-host today, Hannah,
Hi. Has
a connection there. Hannah, why don't you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Hi, my name's Hannah. I'm co-hosting with Dunkin' today.
Yeah. That's
my first time on the radio.
That's great. Thanks so much for agreeing to help me out today.
Oh, no problem. I'm very happy that you'll have me.
Yeah. And so you went to high school with someone who plays with last year?
I went to high school with the girl that is actually playing the violin in the band. She's one of my closest friends. I don't know if she's still in the band. Sorry.
That's fantastic.
I haven't been keeping up, but I'm going to see her this summer, so I'm pretty excited.
Cool. Well, yeah. Let her know that we're big fans, because that track
will.
Is really great.
Yeah.
Anything with lots of hand claps steals my heart. If it's got hand claps, you've got a leg up.
It's tambourines,
yeah,
personally.
I mean, tambourines are really good, too. Also,
yeah.
Cowbells for some people.
Right.
There's lots of different ways to win a listener's heart. The other reason that Busya Bulat is very topical right now is because they or she, I'm not sure what, is the band called Busya Bulat or is
well,
it the
I think
woman?
She's the front woman.
Right.
And, they got some instrumentals going on at the back, yeah.
Right, she's going to be opening for Final Fantasy when Final Fantasy plays here in October, and tickets are going on sale tomorrow for that.
Okay.
And I think this is going to be the hot ticket, or one amongst the hot tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So they're playing at Richards on Richards in October. Tickets on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., so make sure to get on that, because I don't think those tickets are going to stay around for too long.
No.
Today, we're going to hear a bunch of new stuff, pretty much. It's been a busy week. No high concept, not too much forethought going in today's show, just a bunch of new stuff. If you have any requests, feel free to give us a call, 604-822-2487. And Hannah, you're going to play you've got our first song coming up. What are we going to, or the next song? What are we going to hear?
Which one are we hearing?
We're going to hear the...
Oh, okay. It's the London Half-Life by Metric, my personal favorite.
Cool. So they have a new album out called Grow Up and Blow Away. Is this? Do you know much about this? Or
I don't know the album, but yeah, I know the songs on it, and it's cool. All good. It's all very good.
Awesome. And it's Emily Haynes. Is that the name
of
the lead singer?
Yeah. The
I feel like the kids know about this band, but I don't. I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
Maybe because I'm not a kid. Okay, so let's hear Metric, and then we're gonna hear some new Caribou after that. Here we go.
Thank you.
What a lovely number. That was Caravan, local band, with their song Zuzika. Chris, what do you love Caravan, don't you?
I love Caravan!
Sort of like Vancouver. I mean, the comparison to Beirut
up.
Is going to be...
They are breaking up. They're all moving back to Europe because they're wusses.
That's heartbreaker. That's too bad. Sorry, folks. They've broken up. But they have a new album out. It's called Nights of Love and Laughter, and it's absolutely lovely. So I'd recommend checking it out at your local independent record store. Before that, we heard Caribou from his new album, Andorra. That'll be out on Domino later in the year. And Metric from that album that song was on.
Blow Away.
Right, yeah, that's the one. So you like the Caravan there, Hannah?
Yeah, I really like that. I want to go and get the album myself, actually.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, we have some White Stripes.
Yes.
And some Piss Jeans, and maybe some Transmitters, local band Transmitters, who recently signed to Stiff Records, the first new signing by Stiff Records in years and years. This is pretty major stuff. Our old Bryce Dunn program coordinator is going big places. The White Stripes, have you been following their journey across Canada?
No, I have not.
They endeavored on this tour to play every province and territory in Canada. So they
really?
Played Nunavut, they played the Northwest Territories, the Yukon, Prince Edward Island, all over the place.
They haven't played Vancouver yet, have they?
Yeah, they played Burnaby on June 24th. Sorry. What's really cool is I guess they're filming some sort of DVD, tour DVD.
Okay.
So they've been recording, they've been playing shows before their main shows in all sorts of crazy places. So in Burnaby, they played at a youth center before their show. In Winnipeg, they played on a bus.
Mm-hmm.
In somewhere else, they played
on a bus?
On a city bus, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere else, they played in a bowling alley.
Wow.
And they played on a fishing boat in New Brunswick. And then there was like footage of Jack White learning how to throw a spear in Iqaluit. It's yeah. So they've been you know making the most of a cross country trip.
Making the best of best aspects of everything.
Yeah, and then really after this, they're going to the states and they're playing every U.S. state that they haven't yet played. Uh-huh. So Delaware, your time has come. You're gonna see the White Stripes. It's pretty exciting. So we're gonna hear Conquest from their new album Icky Thump. Anything else you want to say about the White Stripes, Hannah?
The White Stripes. I'm just pissed that I missed their show in Burnaby. Yeah.
They're playing Seattle in September or October. Okay. So that you know, who knows? Yeah. I don't know, I'm feeling better about the White Stripes. After the last album, I was sort of like, they're too big now. But it seems like, you know, they're keeping it real with this tour thing. Mm-hmm. I can kind of appreciate that. And the new single's pretty hot.
I like their avant-garde approach to just, you know, playing in the weirdest place possible.
Yeah.
Really great. Awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay, so here with enough of us talking, okay. I think everybody can agree. Here we go. Here's the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Interesting ending there to that song. That was local band Transmitters from their self-titled album. The song was Do I Really Want to Know? And yeah, great track, great nice song. Organ, amazing drumming, yeah. As to be expected from the, you know, Mr. Bryce Dunn. Great job all around. And look out for their Stiff record release later this year or next year. I'm not sure. I'll ask him when I see him. You going to any shows anytime soon?
I'm excited about the Smashing Pumpkins show that's going to be in September.
Have you heard Zeitgeist yet, the new album?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Haven't had the time to look into that yet, but I'm excited.
Have you seen them before?
No, never.
I saw them in, I guess, 97 or so?
97?
Yeah, and there was a fire on the stage. Billy Corgan smashed a monitor and then it lit on fire.
Why did he smash
pretty rock and roll? Because he, you know, he's disaffected.
Right.
You know, he doesn't care about anything, Billy Corgan.
But I heard the members of the band changed.
Yeah, I don't think James Iha is playing with them. I think Darcy and the drummer guy are back in. No.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's unfortunate. But
yeah, most people just care about
Billy Corgan
anyways. Other than the Smashing Pumpkins show, do you know when that's happening?
I believe it's September 23rd or 24th.
Okay. So you've got some notice before you have to get to that. Happening before that, Pride Tiger is at Richards on Richards tonight with Sports and Taxes. Good show. Polyphonic Spree are at the Commodore tomorrow. Rockin' are at Pat's Pub. Do you know Rockin'?
No.
They're amazing. They're best rock band in town, sort of. They're kind of a joke band, but they're amazing.
Okay.
Definitely. If you don't have anything to do tomorrow night, Hannah?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, the 13th, go to see Rockin' at Pat's Pub.
Where?
But maybe bring a friend. Okay. It's on East Hastings. Yeah, maybe bring a friend. But it'll be a lot of fun. On Saturday night, the Clips are playing with Ben Sinister, Treacherous Machete, and Fake Shark Real Zombie at the Sweatshop, which is this kind of weird skating venue in East Van. Okay. I don't know. I saw Glass Candy there. It was kind of smelly, but you know, it's still fun. At the Railway Club, the Awkward Stage is playing with Abernathy and Cloud Spitter. Yeah. Tegan and Sarah at the Van East next week on the 16th and 17th. Chromeo is playing with Flostradamus at the Red Room on Thursday, July 19th. That should be a really, really hot show if it's not already sold out. Later on in the month, Winning is playing with Avita Booth on the 22nd at the Lamplighter. Let's see. St. Vincent is playing on the 30th at the Lamplighter. And the Clips are playing at Half Alive, the Half Alive night that the guys at Radio Zero do at Richards on Richards. On August 3rd. Also, kind of cool things way in the future. Wilco playing August 20th at the Malkin Bowl. Matt and Kim, their rescheduled date is at Pat's Pub on August 23rd. Devendra Banhart is playing September 1st at the Commodore. Gogol Bordello, recently seen on the Liver stage with Madonna, which is kind of ridiculous. they're playing at Richards on September 2nd. My birthday. Don't tell anyone.
Okay.
It's my birthday. Girl Talk is playing with The Blow at the Pit Pub. If you're a UBC student, you can get into that. Otherwise, you're out of luck. September 7th, Spoon is coming into town, and then The Liars are going to be in town on September 15th. I'm very excited. I've never seen The Liars.
The Liars?
I really want to see them. Mm. Looking forward to that show.
Lots happening. Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a hot city. Lots going on. All right.
Be living here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so up next, you grabbed a couple of records from the record library that you wanted to hear.
Yes. The first one, I believe, is the Sun City Girls.
Yeah, great choice.
And their song is Nancy Reagan.
Nancy Reagan, sticking it to the First Lady. You know, you got to.
Yeah.
All respect to Lady Bird Johnson, who died the other day. But, you know, Nancy Reagan deserved a little skewering.
Yeah.
And then after that, who are we going to hear?
After that is the Chameleon.
Okay.
UK.
Cool.
And
all right.
What's their track?
Swamp Thing.
The Swamp Thing. Okay. Swamp Thing. Okay.
Yeah, that was Luke Meat's recommendation. Music director at CITR, Luke Meat's recommendation. Okay, let's hear, let's start things off with Sun City Girls.
It's underneath the on the pieces. Half alive in a 9 to 5, fake eyes. Is it any wonder? For I will scream at the TV screen. Close your eyes. Now the world is too much with me. Please leave, I just go away. Or I lose my mind completely. I just leave, please go now. Now nothing's sacred anymore. When the demon's breaking down your door, you'll still be staring down at the floor. Not too many. Two step, two step, two step, two step.
Hey, welcome back. This is CITR 101.9 FM with you, Dunkin's Donuts, with you for another 10 minutes. Special guest co-host Hannah.
Hello.
You got your first complimentary phone call. Someone wanted to big up your playing of the Chameleons.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much, caller.
Yeah.
That was very encouraging.
Yeah, I hope you guys like that too. That was from their album Strange Times. And before that, we heard Sun City Girls. And just now, we heard Chromeo, who are playing at the Red Room next week. So if you like what you heard in terms of fancy footwork, go check it out. I think that'll be a really fun show. So just a few songs left. I think we're going to play a song by the Handsome Furs. The guy, I forget his name, he's in Wolf Parade as well. What's his name? I saw him for the first time. Oh, man. I saw him for the first time, Dan Buchner. He was in a band called Global Strategic, I think it was. They played in Victoria. There was some student loan scam to be able to pay for their album, and that's how I found out about them, because through my friend. She didn't get scammed. It was just this guy. And long story. Anyways, he went on to Greener Pastures in Montreal, joined Wolf Parade, and now has a backup album, or a side project with his partner, Alexei. And they just got married on Monday, I think. Some friends of mine went to their wedding in Montreal. Right. Apparently apparently the theme was Dawn of the Dead. It's a pretty good wedding theme. Okay. Zombies.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear the song The Handsome Furs Hate This City. And then after that, we're going to hear some Band of Horses. Band of Horses were in town on July 1st. Great show. Have you heard these guys?
Yeah, I love them.
I love them so much, too. They've just finished recording their new album, so that should be done. That should be out in October, apparently, which is a pretty good turnaround time. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play the song St. Augustine, because my sister's getting married tomorrow, so this is going to be a song for her.
Right.
St. Augustine has special significance there. So, congratulations, Devin and Michael. I wish you a lifetime of happiness together.
Congratulations.
Whatever. So we're going to hear some Band of Horses for that. Stay tuned to CITR. There's a special episode of We All Fall Down today with guest host Chris Horrific, normally the DJ of Parts Unknown. He'll be playing an hour of music today, so that should be pretty cool. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be an event unto itself. But after that, Robin M. with Ink Studs and Rico Jules and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Thanks for listening. A couple of songs left. Anything else you want to say, Hannah? Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you for having me today. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm really glad you came on.
Hanging out.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, great. Well, and do it again sometime.
Sure.
And maybe, in the future when I'm an old man, I can come on your show and reminisce about that first time you were on the air and how you far excelled my abilities. Yeah, right. you promise to let me on sometime on your amazing show later on?
Of course.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. All right. Here's here's the Handsome Furs. Thanks for listening.
Where small ghosts have been. We knew that heaven was stretched out and wide, pinned to the sky, pinned to the sky. Oh, there was home. Oh, there was home.
Dancing on. Hollywood was calling out your name and saying, Augustine, and saying, Augustine, saying,
Life is one by a mentor. Sing it, be my bonus star.